hungry for love, ready to drown. So tie down the sails, we're going downtown. A great big train on the power grid. You may not like Tate's methods, she's a real nice kid. We walk light down the wires, higher than weather balloons. Empty hearts on fire, hungry for love, ready to drown. So tie down the sails, tonight we're going down.
Good evening, welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Mimsy Frabjosity with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is, fortunately, on the line.
I am on the line, and I do feel lucky, punk. I feel pretty frabjous. In fact, I was just remarking to a passerby, Kalu Kalay.
Were you chortling?
I was. You know what happened on the way home from work that left me with something a little less than a chortle is I was exiting the freeway by my house, and I was stopped at this stupid red light that there is always a green arrow immediately after the light turns red, but there's no turn on red for some ridiculous reason. Like, they changed that like a year after I moved here. Yeah. And so I'm sitting there like a good citizen waiting for the fucking green arrow to light up so that I can make a safe turn that would have been safe even if I hadn't waited, and somebody rear-ended me.
Huh.
But it's okay. It just gives me an excuse to get the bumper fixed that Hot Stuff fucked up in San Diego. So, wasn't a big deal. It was just some dude not paying attention. He was like, "I thought you were turning." And I said, "Well, I was."
Hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, car accident.
You seem to be having the worst luck with that. At least you were present for this one.
Yeah. No, this is like, apparently the four-month period where the universe is trying really hard to fuck my car up.
Now you've had that car for a while. Maybe those are actually representatives from the American automotive industry.
Oh, yeah, maybe so. They're like, "It's time to trade this in." And I'm like, "But it runs great, and I still like it. I don't want to trade it in. I want to do what is in my blood, which is to drive it until it has 250,000 miles on it and is a heap of shit."
Exactly.
Although I don't know if Lexus has ever turned into heaps of shit.
I think they do. As soon as you hit the, like, 100,000 mile mark, it just...
Really?
Transforms, yeah.
They actually start turning into poop?
Yeah, literally.
Lexus's scientists are that advanced. Hey, let's have a radio show where we make a lot of poop and fart jokes.
Sounds good. That would make it on par with our recent discussion in the dev channel.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on with dev. The level of discourse is going down a bit. There are just a lot of farts in the air, apparently.
It's because the word shart exists.
But they weren't talking about sharts today.
No, but that's why it started.
Somebody had remarked in a radio bugbear a question a while back. It was based on our last show. Hoopity wrote, "You must really hate vajazzled, Scully. Have you ever encountered the word vajazzled?"
I have, yes.
What does it mean?
I think we talked about this on the show last week.
Wait, did we?
Or at least in dev. The practice, which is either something that people are doing or just something that style sections of magazines needed something to write about, but so once your bikini waxer waxes off all your pubes, then they glue like a diamond or a heart or, you know, some kind of pattern in Swarovski crystals onto your pubic mound.
What are Swarovski crystals?
Crystals? Things?
They're crystals that are more Swarovski than regular crystals.
They're like rhinestones, kind of.
So like the things that that black ladies get on their fingernails,
right.
or white ladies who want to look like black ladies.
Right.
Is this one of those things that is real, or is this one of those things that is we've determined that celebrity ladies have started bleaching their anuses.
This is something that apparently Jennifer Love Hewitt wrote about in her memoir. And then some reporter went out and had it done. Yeah. I get it.
After, it's called vajazzling, she said. After a breakup, a friend of mine Swarovski crystalled my precious lady and it shined like a disco ball. Women should vajazzle their vajayjays. I am currently vajazzled. It's cute. So, on the plus side, this story is about Jennifer Love Hewitt's vagina.
Right. You'd think that would be the plus side.
Yeah. To me, it's like, you know me, and you know the extent to which I despise vaginas.
Right, yeah.
Can't stand they're, you know, they're dirty. They're a powerful negative influence on men. They're the tools that women use to steal your precious bodily fluids. No, wait. Do I hate vaginas because I'm a misogynist or because I am gay? I can never remember.
I'm pretty sure it's because you're a gay misogynist.
I see one from column B and one from column gay.
The only thing you'd hate worse than having sex with a woman is having to talk to her.
Oh. Huh. That's a terrible state of affairs. I have to say that the vajazzlement seems like it would just be a distraction.
Seems to me like it would hurt like a bastard.
You what?
It seems to me like it would hurt like a bastard if you were a man having sex with a woman who had like faceted cut glass glued to her bits.
Yeah. Huh.
Those two, that region tends to grind when the lady's on top.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because you've got so much gut there hanging over your junk. Depends on the region, right? I can't imagine they would put it that close, because that seems like it'd be uncomfortable for them.
Yeah, and the pictures that I've seen.
Oh yeah, you've seen pictures?
Anything. Yeah.
What am I paying you for? To sit around looking at pictures of vaginas on the internet all day?
Didn't you get, was it not you that sent out the updated job description?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I guess I did. That was supposed to be a joke. You know. It was self-effacing, because I was sad about all the company resources I myself waste looking at pictures of vaginas.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it seems like one of those things that's up there with, like, nipple piercings, right? Where it's not like, oh, that's lame, I'm gonna stop having sex with you, but it's also like, eh, you know, I would be nearly as happy, maybe 1% happier if it was not there.
I'd have to say that would be a deal breaker.
You think? I mean, I guess if you're the kind of person who decorates your vagina, maybe you're the kind of person who, like, your vagina gets a lot of airtime.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I was also thinking it's just kind of gross. I don't know.
I mean, they're Swarovski crystals.
And it's also called vajazzling, which is kind of a ragey word.
Well, but so you can't hate things just because they have terrible names. For instance, you love farting and accidentally pooping, even though you hate the name of it. Somebody also made fun of you for getting the word wrong. It was Royal Tonberry. He writes, I like how Scully was complaining that people are saying taint and then said perineum instead of peritoneum.
See, I would know that if people wouldn't say taint all the time.
Although Wikipedia says perineum is the surface in both males and females between the pubic symphysis and the coccyx.
Exactly.
Right. So what is a peritoneum? I can't spell, but abdominal cavity in the ceiling. Yeah, so Royal Tonberry is just exactly the opposite of making a point here.
Yep. See, this is the sad state of affairs.
Yeah. Wow. So that's the problem. It is called the taint. And you and Royal Tonberry both have your words mixed up. Renton asks why you're not complaining about cock. He says it isn't the name for the penis, but people still call it that, and yet you're not complaining.
Yeah, I'm going to start complaining about people complaining about me being angry at retarded words.
Oh, yeah? You're not supposed to say retarded anymore. John C. McGinley had a retarded baby and doesn't want you to.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to take the word of my sister's mother-in-law. Works for, she runs a nonprofit where retarded people come and do, like, assembly and, you know, do projects, basically, to keep them occupied, and they earn money, and it's all well and good. And she says, like, you have to call them retarded. You have to understand that they're retarded. They're not special. They're not differently abled. They are retarded. Otherwise, you're going to get really pissed off because they act retarded all the time.
Is McGinley concerned about people describing, say, someone with Down syndrome as a retarded guy, or is he just, does he not want us to call each other faggot?
It's the latter, but more, it's more retard.
Or describing something that is dumb, like an idea, as a retarded idea.
Yeah, like that's retarded. Then a retarded person would say, I take offense to that.
Mm-hmm. No, they wouldn't. They're okay, too busy being retarded to understand anything.
All right, they would say, I ain't going to faint.
Masturbating in their own feces.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait. I think I've gotten retarded people and monkeys at the zoo mixed up again.
Yeah, you remember what happened the last time. You picked up that retarded girl in the bar, and it turned out it was a monkey from the zoo.
Right. I don't think they should let retarded girls drink. And you don't really need to. It's easy enough to convince them to have sex with you without getting them drunk.
Man.
Any comment?
Now, the whole thing is just one of those things that some people are loudly offended by it, and I think the majority of people are perfectly fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I'm just tired of doing is replacing words. Like, you can't, like, people have started to call it the R word to go with the F word, which is now faggot, and the N word, nigger.
Mm.
Just like, you know what? I have a problem with somebody saying, like, fuck you right in the asshole, you cunt of an N word. It's like, have some balls. There is no
also
word that is so terrible that you just
referring
can't
to faggot
see.
As the F word is just confusing because the F word is clearly France.
Exactly.
I had some delicious freedom fries for lunch today, Mr. Skullhead.
You didn't have any French's mustard with them, did you?
No, I didn't.
That's good.
And I used Plockmans because the Plockmans have not yet offended us as a nation.
The Plockman Islands?
Yeah. They're sinking, you know. They keep using the sand as building material to build their mustard plantations.
I thought you were going to say to add to the mustard. To give it a little grit.
Huh. They're stepping on the mustard. It really sucks. You gotta buy this crappy stepped-on Plockman's mustard because you're not allowed to buy French's mustard. So how you been? What have you been up to? You apparently saw a movie.
Yep, I saw me some Alice in Wonderland, despite serious reservations, and it turned out to be pretty damn good.
Wow, you have to make reservations to go to your movie theater?
And actually, we had planned on seeing a show at 7 o'clock, and by 6 o'clock that show was sold out, and by 7 o'clock the 8 o'clock show was sold out, so we ended up seeing the show at 9:30.
Which what, is did just, you did you go on opening night?
That's forever late. No, it was Sunday night.
Wow, I would have thought that that would not be like a selling out kind of movie.
Yeah, I didn't either, because I expected everyone to share my just kind of Tim Burton has made movies that I liked a long time ago, and God, I'm sick of Johnny Depp.
I would argue, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but this is my impression of the way the general movie-going population works. I would argue that the name Tim Burton doesn't mean anything to 90% of the people who watch that movie.
Hmm.
Like, I feel like knowing, like, being familiar with a director's body of work requires a measure of sophistication that most people do not have. I might be wrong about that. But I don't think so. I mean, I think if you were to ask most people what The Big Lebowski and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou have in common, they would start looking for actors that were in both of them. They would say John Goodman before they would say the director.
It's interesting. I was going to say, like, I'll bet for directors, like, at least people know, like, Quentin Tarantino and Tim Burton, and I may be 10 years out of date on that. It's like Tim Burton.
I mean, I feel like when I was a kid, or even, like, when I was in high school, that was just not necessarily an aspect of movies that I paid attention to.
Oh, see, I always did.
Yeah. Well, you grew up a little faster than I did in terms of that sophistication. But, I mean, I honestly wonder, like, if you polled all of the people coming out of that theater and asked them who directed this movie, how many of them would know? Because, right. I mean, what I feel like you can't expect is you can't expect the general public to look at that and say, wow, you know, the Willy Wonka remake fucking sucked. I don't want to see this.
I could kind of
because
that,
if
yeah.
so, then if so, then no one would ever really get a second chance after that kind of bullshit, right? Like,
yeah.
these horrible movies wouldn't keep making money if it wasn't like, oh, well, you know, so this premise looks vaguely interesting, but it's fucking Michael Bay, so it is going to suck ass.
Yeah, well, like, my relationship with Tim Burton is one that, like, you go, like, going to hang out with a girl you dated 10 years ago. And, you know, you had an ugly breakup, but maybe things have changed. See if there's any of that old spark there. So Tim Burton has made a lot of movies that I enjoyed, but then his last two have just been piles of shit.
So, really? Just the last two?
Well, like,
you're speaking of what? Willy Wonka and Sweeney Todd?
Yeah. Let me see.
Because, I mean, Planet of the Apes was a fucking turd, and Sleepy Hollow, I don't remember if we disagree on Sleepy Hollow or not, but I just sort of thought it was a waste.
I thought it was boring.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It had, like, Christina Ricci in it, right? But she wasn't 12, so yeah. I didn't find her attractive anymore.
Like, in the middle of it, though, there was... I'm looking at director... So, like, Planet of the Apes was terrible, but then Big Fish, I thought was really good.
Yeah, Big Fish was very hard for me to watch, and I don't think that I will ever be able to watch it again.
Yeah.
But it definitely accomplished something.
I mean, you start out with Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, Batman Returns, Edward, and Mars Attacks. You're like, that's awesome. Right. Then Sleepy Hollow, terrible. Planet of the Apes, terrible. Big Fish, great. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, terrible. Corpse Bride, Nightmare Before Christmas, light. Not terrible. Sweeney Todd, pile of steaming shit. And Alice in Wonderland, actually, he kind of dialed back the bullshit on it. So, like,
yeah. The
trailer is maybe 90% Johnny Depp mincing around. The movie is less than 10% of that.
Oh, that's cool.
There are times when Johnny Depp is
I'm torn, because I like Johnny Depp, and I like mincing, but I hate costumes.
Hmm. There are some... The costumes are fabulous, though.
What, really? See, I mostly prefer watching movies where everyone is nude.
But
you are flying in the face of every critic and saying that it was good. Or that it was worth watching, at least.
Yeah, and I would go so far as to say that I feel like... I'm kind of baffled by the kind of reviews it's getting. Say, like, I wasn't deeply invested in these characters, and it used some plot elements that are pretty standard to the genre, so it's a D. Like, really? Well, Reservoir Dogs didn't have any magic or wizards, and it didn't have any giant explosions, so I'm going to give it a D. It's like, why are you judging this film on
the scale? The only explosions of Reservoir Dogs were explosions of profanity.
That's true. Aladdin didn't have enough explosions of profanity, so I'm giving it a D. It's like, it just seems like it's being judged on the wrong scale. Like, it is visually stunning, very well acted, and, like, better than competently plotted.
Huh.
So, I gave it a
B. Like, it's something about, like, Alice returning to Wonderland after she's got boobs.
Yep.
Is the lead an attractive lady?
Sort of.
Okay, cool. Sort of attractive. Is that because you're only sort of into chicks?
She does a lot of growing out of her clothes and shrinking out of her clothes.
Whoa, seriously?
Oh, in a very PG way.
That's not the kind of way I like.
That's the
other day
PG
I was
way.
Like, ooh, baby, I love your way, but then it turned out that her way was PG, and I'm like, baby, I'm going somewhere else. That's what I said. PG. There's not even boobs in PG movies anymore.
I know. Anymore, which is the sad thing. I remember back in the day, sometimes that was all that got us through another day, was the fact that I could go rent The Invisible Kid and it had a locker room scene with a bunch of tits.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I was not even aware of the existence of The Invisible Kid. Maybe that's because I didn't see him.
Hmm. Really? I never saw that.
Is it anything like The Dirt Bike Kid?
No, it's just a movie about a kid whose, like, girlfriend or dad was the original Invisible Man. And so he finds his dad's potion that turns you invisible and runs around, like, sneaking into locker rooms and shit.
Hmm. No. Well, cool. I watched Crazy Heart.
I would like to see that.
It's good. But there, you know, there are no boobs in it, but you do get to watch Jeff Bridges finger bang Maggie Gyllenhaal.
He's not the top on the list of people I'd like to watch finger bang Maggie Gyllenhaal, but I'll take it.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's not about watching someone bang Maggie Gyllenhaal, it's about watching Maggie Gyllenhaal get banged, right?
Nah.
See, like, is James Spader near the top of that list? Because I might have just the movie for you.
I would say Scarlett Johansson is at the very top of that list.
Oh, yeah. No? Yeah, I had not even gone in that direction, but you are totally right. Maggie Gyllenhaal keeps getting more and more attractive as she gets older.
That's true.
Which is a shining beacon of hope for us all. You know, what I will say is that Crazy Heart was really good, and, like... Something that I felt that it had that you never really, or at least that I don't feel you ever really see in movies, is like the sort of like pillow talk and like precursor scenes that, you know, fade out before the sex starts are like, they're really realistic in like a really satisfying way. Like, because it's, you know, it's like sort of like, not necessarily, like, not awkward, but, like, a little goofy, you know?
Mm.
It's, like, the scenes between them, like, you know, just sort of, like, fucking around in bed are, like, probably the closest I have ever seen on the screen to, like, my own experiences in that regard. And it was just something that was like, wow, why, you know, why do you never see this? Like, why are there never actual, like, real depictions of the way men and women interact in that way? And it just struck me as weird because I was like, you know, why is this weird? Why is this movie, like, so resonant in this regard? And, like, why can I not remember a single other movie where there were, you know, there was, like, a couple depicted just sort of, like, playing grab ass and have it actually be something that's like, oh, yeah, that's the kind of thing that would happen. Maybe it's just because Jeff Bridges is so cool. Maybe it's because you hardly ever see, like, a fat dude in those situations.
Was there the hysterical crying that usually happens after sex with you?
Like the me crying or the lady crying?
Either one, because I feel like either one is bound to happen any given romantic encounter.
See, for me, it's usually crying, and for the lady, it's usually just a sort of like insincere reassurances or just sort of fuming disappointment. So no, there wasn't really any of that. But like I said, they only showed the before, not the after.
Oh, I see.
Right. There was always just like a, you know, oh, now they woke up. So that you could explain to your kid, you know, oh, well, they took a nap is what they did.
Yeah.
He finger banged her for a while and then they took a nap.
Perfect.
Oh boy. It was a really good movie though. it was like a less depressing version of The Wrestler.
It was the country singer instead of the wrestler.
Yeah, but less depressing. And that, you know, the Jeff Bridges and who's that English guy that is supposedly so attractive? Colin Farrell.
Firth.
Firth. Colin Farrell. Colin Firth is awesome. He's the guy who's the writer in Love Actually.
Yeah.
This is Colin Farrell, the guy who always, like, I feel like he played like a belligerent Irishman on
everything.
A few episodes of Scrubs.
Huh. And kind of everything.
They both did their own in what?
In everything, he's the belligerent Irishman.
Yeah, but in this one, he was just kind of a country guy, American singing country songs, and I guess they both actually did their own singing. Which was totally passable. I don't know who wrote the songs for it. I'm sure it was a dude.
Barry Manilow. No, it was the same dude who did the put together the soundtrack for O Brother, Where Art Thou?
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm not sure
anyway,
if he wrote them.
Highly recommend. I'm super glad that Avatar did not win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Did you do a big exciting? Well, wait, whoa, did you not watch the Oscars?
No, it was kind of the only time that we could coordinate with our friends Adam and Mara to go see the movie was Sunday night. It's like, you know,
right? So they watched your kid and the Oscars at the same time.
No, we went to the movie and their mom, Adam's mom, watched the baby.
Oh, I see. Adam didn't have a mom; he only had a father, and it was God.
You know, I've met this Adam's father, and he's not God.
You've met God, you've worked with God, and he is no God.
Exactly.
Fotev wrote into the Twitter, just turned on the radio show for the first time in 4 months, and Jake is discussing vaginal decoration. Oh, how I've missed you. We've missed you, too.
Fotev.
I noticed that there was something missing for the last 4 months.
I would wake up in the middle of the night and scream, "Fotav!" and not know why.
So I'm glad that Jeff Bridges won an Oscar. I don't know that his performance in this movie was Oscar worthy, though he definitely deserves some sort of award for his proficient finger banging of Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Right.
You know, I'm mostly talking about this because I just sort of like the phrase finger bang.
Right.
I mean, there was already a word for that, I feel like, at some point. Are you bothered by the word finger bang?
No, not really. No. I think it should be clear that the parameters for new words that annoy me. Like,
yeah.
Does said word co-op a word that I like using and make it a reference to, you know, the general area. Does said word consist of a retarded combination of two words? Does said word involve poop in any fashion?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like about going to a runway show is I can poop in any fashion.
Well, any fashion that's present or that you bring with you.
Right.
It's handy when one of the gals is wearing a toilet. Hmm. I will say that. Or, you know, alternatively, a dress, a mummy wrapping out of toilet paper.
Oh, Lord.
Wolf V says, what is the ETA on the third area down the rabbit hole? I'm hoping to have that rolled out tomorrow, though it might take until Thursday. We made significant progress on it today. I feel like everything is decided and now just needs to be worked on. I would have liked to have done more of it last week, because I remember saying during the meeting, I'm like, I'd like to roll this out in a week, which means we shouldn't just start working on it in 6 days. But then we, damned if we didn't start working on it after 6 days. everybody just busted their ass so much prior to last Wednesday that it was like entirely okay that not much got done for the rest of the week. Today was largely eaten up by I had to do some business. I had to sit down with our benefits health insurance broker.
Oh,
fucking
right.
Go over every goddamn thing. And in, you know, in conclusion, changing effectively nothing. But I understand a lot more about how our health insurance works now that I've taken a more active role in participating in the business. But yeah, boring.
Did you tell them that
boring.
You're? Did you tell them that your awesomeness is a pre-existing condition?
I tried. He didn't care though. He's not a doctor. Star SL says, I absolutely love the new item of the month, especially the final reward. Yeah. When you get your final reward, you'll love it. Chris O'Callaghan says, now that I have everything I want, any plans for a BHH revamp, or can I take a break from farming lucre? Also, how you doing, future me?
Pretty good, past me.
I'm assuming that's what Chris O'Callaghan sounds like. No, there's no Bounty Hunter revamp, and do you really have everything that you want?
Or do you have everything you need? Do you have everything inside of you that you would like to be?
What's that from?
Do you say all the right things at exactly the right time?
Oh, that song.
Yeah.
Came right.
Into you, and you're doing
it's a song. Rad Jose says, regarding child actors, the kid from E.T. did a movie after E.T. It was Cloak and Dagger. It's the same kid. The same kid. I had forgotten that was the same kid.
Kid is coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
It was weird seeing that Short Round and the kid from the Goonies are the same kid.
Yeah.
Because they looked similar, but, you know, they're Asian.
Right. So that's just de rigueur for Asians.
Exactly.
On account of their outgroup homogeneity. The Stalker says, there should be a customs item that tells us about the ancient rituals of the kingdom, and then a custom item that is part of one of those ancient rituals. Well, the customs item, what it does is it just, like, sort of stops you from carrying certain things between different zones.
Yeah.
It makes it so you have to spend 5 adventures, like, waiting in a room when you go from, like, say, Spooky Raven to the hippie camp, because they don't want leftovers of indeterminate origin damaging the ecosystem on the island.
Yeah.
And you also have to stick condoms filled with heroin up your ass.
You don't have to, but don't you want to?
Depends on how they get up there. Because you're not going to fool me twice, Mr. Skellhead.
No, seriously, there's heroin in it. How do you fit your penis in there with all that heroin? Nah, I promise.
Sorry. A little bit of chest congestion left over from that illness. Elfin says, have you guys ever watched Mad Men? I'm quite liking it. I have seen the first two episodes of Mad Men. I did something that I don't normally do, which is that I downloaded it from the internet. And I downloaded the first season, and I was like, all right, I'm going to see if I like this, and if I like it, I'm going to stop watching the torrent copies, and I'm going to buy it. And then I liked it, and then just didn't get around to buying it. It's pretty good, but I'm afraid that it will just make me even more of a misogynist.
I would like to watch it just because Christina Hendricks is so damn hot.
Who's Christina Hendricks?
She's the redhead with the giant boobs.
Huh.
You've seen Firefly. She was the woman that pretended to be Mal's wife.
Oh, wow.
For a while, and then
I remember that woman being super hot, but I don't remember her having giant boobs.
They weren't as prominently featured, and I think they've gotten bigger since. But just like, since Mad Men was winning a lot of awards this season, there were just pictures galore of her in dresses with giant boobs.
I see.
You know,
yeah, that woman,
as I
recall, was pretty attractive in Firefly.
Now, I'm not a guy who goes around saying giant boobs, but man, those are some giant boobs.
Mm-hmm. How are you not a guy that goes around saying giant boobs?
Giant what? Boobs.
Yeah. I made kind of a funny joke in Dev today that I'll recount for my own vanity's sake. Somebody was talking about teleportitis and accidentally typed teleport tits, and I said, every time I get to second base, I'm suddenly in the outfield. Which I thought was kind of funny. Because, it did that whole, like, second base and then actually being in a baseball field thing.
That's a good one.
But then I couldn't remember if second base had boobs in it or not.
I think that depends on which system you're using. I think there are several.
I think that according to a diagram that I saw in the system for kids today, second base is, like, anal.
Right.
For Christian kids, it's a full frontal. How was the Tron Legacy trailer, Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah. I the original Tron was kind of slow, right? And a little bit corny. But still, you know, like a solid favorite. But this trailer just, we all had big grins on our faces and we're kind of giggling in giddy anticipation at each other. It is, is something to see.
Pretty excited?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll, I don't know if I have anything going on after the show, but I'm kind of considering going to the movies tonight and seeing Alice in Wonderland, if it's a possibility, because now I kind of want to know what there is to see.
If you do, you should go to an IMAX to see it. And see it in
3D.
Yeah, I was surprised. So, like, I saw Avatar in 3D.
Alice in Wonderland in 3D? I didn't know they did 3D movies in IMAX. I don't know where there's an IMAX theater.
Well, what they've done is, it's like the IMAX brand, but they just take a screen in a multiplex and take out the first row of seats and move the screen closer to you and make it bigger. So it's not like the big, giant-ass IMAX thing. It's not like Science Museum IMAX. But there's one at... There's one at the Arizona Mills.
I'm not going to the movies at Arizona Mills. Yeah. We've had this discussion before. Because I am a racist, I will not go to movies at Arizona Mills. And when I say, because I'm a racist, when I say it is unpleasant to drive around in certain neighborhoods because black people just walk very slowly down the center of the street.
Uh-huh.
That's true, also probably racist, but I won't see movies at Arizona Mills anymore because that seems to be the favored theater of a certain segment of the black community in Phoenix, and they seriously just won't shut the fuck up during movies. And there are cell phones ringing all the time, and people yelling at one another, and at the screen, and like, you know, I'm not a racist, but seriously, that's fucking obnoxious as hell, and it happens every time you go to the movies at Arizona Mills.
I see.
So I can't do it anymore. Like, I just, it is just, making me hate everyone. Them and myself for the hate. So I'm just like, I'm not a racist, so I've decided that in order to avoid becoming a racist, I'm going to avoid black people from now on.
Perfect. If you're avoiding them, how can they piss you off?
Yeah.
It is worth seeing in 3D, though.
And really?
Yeah.
I have yet to encounter a movie that I saw in 3D that I felt was worth seeing in 3D. Except, of course, for Captain EO.
Right. I was surprised, because when I saw Avatar in 3D, the entire time I was just distracted by the various levels of 3D, and occasionally it would quit working, and my eye would kind of wander, and I get headache, but I don't know, maybe it was the IMAX, that it was just bigger, and a little bit further away, or something, but yeah, it worked a lot better.
Did you like Coraline in 3D?
I liked it okay, but I liked it better in 2D.
Yeah, I saw it in 3D and wished that I had seen it in 2D. So when I saw Avatar, I was just like, you know what? I'm just not watching 3D movies anymore.
Yeah. I would wager that this movie plays better in 3D than 2. Because it kind of needs it. Yeah, so Arizona Mills is the only IMAX Alice near you. Which is weird, because in Minneapolis, which has like a third of the population of Phoenix... There are.
You're like one of those people from California who's like, oh, everything's so much better in Minneapolis. Because that's what the people from California say.
Yeah, which is weird, because why don't they just come here? We got space.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just making an observation. There are at least 3 theaters in the, like, 10-mile radius of the center of the city that are playing it in IMAX.
All Night Diner had written to the Twitter a couple days ago, I can only beat that fucking Desktop Dungeons game as the priest. Everyone else dies every time. Fucking fuck. Yeah, it's a hard, hard game. It is basically like playing a set of math problems. So, you know, not for everybody.
Sounds fantastic.
It's got a nice fantasy dungeony skin on it. I have managed to beat it as the priest and as the fighter, and that's it. I've not accomplished anything else other than having some fun, which really, at the end of the day, all you can hope for.
Yeah.
Invariel says vanilla severed head would make an awesome cold/spooky weapon. Pollen Storm reference, please. K, thanks. I don't know who Pollen Storm are. This is the second time they've come up today.
Yeah, they were touring with Jonathan Coulton a while ago. Mm-hmm. And so I looked them up online and went to their website and listened to some of their shit. And they, to me, it just sounded like wacky morning DJ song parodies.
Yeah.
Like, nothing so clever that they should be headlining a tour with Jonathan Coulton. But I guess a lot of people like
them. I have to admit, having felt that way about Jonathan Coulton for the first several whiles... Although, I eventually learned to appreciate Your Brains in a way that I had not before. And I don't know why, it did not catch me the first couple times I listened to it. Then it eventually did, and I just listened to it over and over again until I was completely sick of it. Speaking of which, I picked up, finally, I finally picked up the second Joanna Newsom album, and then I picked up the third Joanna Newsom album because it came out like a week ago. And they are fucking great. Huh. So anybody who is at all interested in Joanna Newsom, like, she so far seems to just be getting better and better as her career goes on.
So she beat your curse. She beat your curse. Of, like...
Yeah. No, of the everything that comes out after I discover somebody sucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Doty's got a new album out, too. Came out today, I think. Gonna have to snag
is
that.
It? Does it sound like soul coughing?
It sounds like the last album that he put out, which I thought was really good.
I've not heard any of his solo stuff at all, I don't think.
It is pretty good.
So I guess we can go to a Radio Bugbear questions if you want. Beast of Blood wrote... Wait, I didn't wait to see if you want.
I want.
You got any other bullshitting or twittering? Or bull twitting?
No, I think I'm good. Let's get on that Radio Bug Bar.
Well, alright. Beast of Blood writes, spice up the terrarium a bit. Well,
I guess you could try some light bondage. And...
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. It's fancy lingerie. And are we ever going to be able to remove familiars we wish to not have in our terrariums? No, no, no. And then he says, more use of skins and yeti fur. You've been cranking up your use of skins, haven't you, Mr. Skullhead?
Skins?
Yeah, you've been using the skins a lot, if you know what I mean.
Playing the drums?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots. Wait, what?
Avangie on Q writes, can you add some new zones to the Bounty Hunter's daily fetch quest? No, but I was thinking of adding some new zones to his daily felch quest. Mm. How do you feel about the word felch, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm kind of putting that in the same category as the Donkey Punch.
Which means you love it?
Completely made up turn.
Right. Well, I mean, Donkey Punch is a real thing.
Sure it is, sure it is.
Like the Mexican Avalanche.
Yeah.
That really is my favorite of all of those. I don't know if it's, like, more or less, like, sort of distasteful. You know? Than, like, you know, because the Dirty Sanchez is just kind of gross and potentially, like, unhygienic.
Wow.
The Donkey Punch is, like, cruel. And, you know, potentially dangerous. But the Mexican Avalanche is, like, both, you know, sort of deliberately insulting and incredibly dangerous.
Right.
So I guess it really is kind of like the best of both worlds in that regard. Magic2729 says, while fighting a hooded warrior and summoning my minion from the Nemesis quest, I got the text, Shobobomopomopopo wraps its pasty tendrils around your opponent, leeching away some of their life force. They are noticeably weakened by the attack, but refers to my enemy as a he here. He starts to swing his cape at you, but trips over it. Grammar error? Yeah, you know, I don't know if... I feel like maybe when Riff wrote the messages for that thing, he did not know that you could. There are still certain parts of the fight code that don't parse out the, like, pronoun tags that we can use, and so it's possible that he did not know that that did it, or that it didn't do it. Shouldn't be that big of a deal to fix, though, if it hasn't already been fixed. I'm going to put that on the list of things to fix. Some PM wrote into Twitter, by the way, Pollen Storm make music in styles and tunes that are eclectic / run the gamut of styles, but they tell actual jokes. What do you mean they tell actual jokes? Not like fake jokes?
Not those jokes that turn out to just be true stories about stuff that happened to you.
Right. Like that joke I told about getting into a minor fender bender.
Uh-huh.
On the way home from work. Also, Avenging and Q had written, can you set the Rampaging Adding Machine as a boss type for purposes of halting auto-attack function? Well, if I make it a boss, there's going to be some consequences of that I think people don't want. So what I was thinking was that maybe it would be wise to add a special property that we can put on monsters that causes auto-attack to be skipped.
Hmm.
If we haven't already done that. Because it's not going to hurt anything. Right? I feel like, for the most part, somebody... Although, I don't know, I guess people farming in there still want to use the adding machines for what they're for, right? Because if you're farming clovers, you're still using the adding machines to make the scrolls. Mm-hmm. And so even those people probably would not be irritated that auto attack did not fire against them. Alfie says, idea, allow the facsimile dictionary to be me pasted into some sort of shield that protects against bad spelling damage, a prose protector. Is that a joke? Is there something funny about the phrase a prose protector?
I don't think so. I was reading that over to myself trying to figure out what I was missing and concluded that I wasn't missing something.
Hmm. Goldust says, so what happened with the Wizard of Ego quest? Riff has, that's what he's been working on now that he's done with Nemesis stuff. There was a significant amount of work done on it, like, when we were in England. This is one of those things. Fianne says, what channel is it? Well, I don't know about you, Mr. Skullhead, but I am living on Channel Z.
The waha.
Have you ever heard that song?
Nope, but I think I'm going to have to seek it out now.
It's, well, no, I don't think so, because it's I was doing the Fred Schneider part.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That a
Channel Z is... So, like, I guess people thought of or treated Cosmic Thing as sort of a one-hit album, you know? Because nobody cares about anything other than Love Shack. But, like... I guess Rome was sort of popular.
Yeah.
But, like, I really like basically every song on that album. Like, Deadbeat Club is really good, and Channel Z is pretty awesome. Cosmic Thing is kind of boring. You know, it's like... But it does suggest that you not let it rest on the president's desk. And that you instead rock the house. And I never really... You know, maybe that, like, rock the house... Like, that's like a Congress thing.
Hmm.
I sort of never got that joke until I said those lyrics aloud just now. Cool. Captain Kirk says, you were talking about ways to increase leaderboard interest. For clan dungeons, how about clicking on a clan name to see the participants of a particular run? Right now, there's no proof that any individual was in a particular clan run if you want some E-peen. The problem with that is that the log table that determines whether or not a person was involved in a particular run gets cleared out, and the logs get concatenated down into like a sort of a text description of what it is, so that stuff is no longer... indexed, because otherwise that table would just have gotten massive over time if there wasn't like a sort of built-in way of cycling out old data. So that is not actually a thing that is plausible given the way that it's set up now, and I don't think that it's worth changing the structure for it. Quick Pause says, why can't you view the Crimbo tree as a piece of clan furniture from the clan recruiter? It is mostly because I have never learned how that works, and so anytime somebody reminds me, I think, oh, I need to remember to remind C.D. Moyer to add that to the list of things that you can search for, because that code was like written by Xenophobe, and then it's only ever been updated by C.D. Moyer, so I've just never touched it. So yeah, I just need to remind him. Hmm. And it'll happen, because I think you also can't look at looking glasses yet. Oh boy. Do you think that yawn signals that it is time for a musical interlude?
I think so. We'll take a let's say 15, maybe 16 minutes for feeling spunky. I'll be back.
I'd rather watch movie stars get bad. I'd rather hang up a flag. Out of my mind. I'd rather take sides in an argument. I'd rather crank up the bass in a
parking lot. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. The sun.
Yeah. bells toll, now the bells.
the sun. My head is swimming. Whoa, talk to me, please, I beg you. I'm a wounded man. All is lost, it, trust is broken. Help me understand. Steel, my legs are broken. I look at you, I'm waiting for your eyes to open. Whoa, talk to me, please, I beg you. I'm a wounded man. All is lost, yeah. Trust is broken. Help me understand.
Put my son on amphetamines. He came home crying, and there's your proof. Crying about nothing but a missing tooth. I did the right thing. You shade the truth almost every day. Phone calls in and it's gonna be okay. Are you signing, baby, under the bridge? Are you signing, baby, on Lake Street? Black marker on cardboard, lit on drawing of a medicine wheel. But everything that's good you steal, everything that's good you steal.
standing in the English rain. Choking smokers, don't you think the Joker laughs at you? See how they smile like pigs in a sty. See how they smile.
I think we can cut that a little short. And we are back.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
That was Oingo Boingo covering I Am the Walrus?
Eh. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not okay, man. That didn't add anything.
Huh. I don't know.
I don't think that I like Oingo Boingo. I know that you're supposed to like Oingo Boingo if you like Tim, if you like Jenna Elfman.
Right. No, I thought that was Jenna Jameson.
Oh, right. I like her whiskey, but not her music.
Mm-hmm. And not her vagina.
Yeah, it's all vajazzled. It chafes my panis.
Does it get into your perineum at all? If you went down on her and swallowed a few of them, would they get into your peritoneum?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I forgot to say, in your fucking face, Royal Tonberry. I just thought I would pick that up. Do you suppose that I Am the Walrus is about anything? Like, I guess, do you suppose that it would, that the meaning of the lyrics warrants study, or was it just some weird shit that he came up with when he was high?
I don't know. If you had asked me what song featured the Eggman and the Walrus, I would have said that it was Strawberry Fields.
I figured,
but now
that
I realize that is not true.
I figured that from the way that you wrote the writing prompt.
Yeah. Yeah, why does that take place in Strawberry Fields? It's because I'm retarded. They're on the same album.
Yeah. Well, they're both kind of just druggy nonsense, for sure. I don't mean any disrespect.
So one thing that you've been a naughty girl, you let your knickers down.
Mm-hmm.
I was having fun interpreting that as like you disappointed them.
You disappointed your underwear.
I was disappointing my pants when I let them down. I'm. Hold on, let me disappoint my hair.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a long break. I'm fucking tired. What was the matter with me?
That was a long break. The wife was busy caulking the bathroom, so I had to, I wanted to have dinner, so I had to run up and make dinner, and then we could have it.
I see.
So
What'd you make?
Took 6 extra minutes. Well, since none of our food could be made quickly enough, I ended up making some eggs and sausage. Good old-fashioned breakfast for supper.
Breakfast for supper, yeah. I like breakfast for supper every now and again. You didn't get any of those warm delights. No. I don't know why. Every time I imagine you eating something, it is now a warm delight. Because, like, I only know about those in the context of them being something that you make in the microwave. Like, I don't believe that they sell them anywhere other than to you.
Yeah, there's a website.
They're like those fucked up cigarettes you used to smoke. Like, I don't believe in those because I only ever saw them with you. I never saw them for sale anywhere.
I once encountered one other person who had smoked one before.
Oh, yeah? I have to say, Mr. Skullhead, that they were fucking gross.
You know, they were, but they had so much less nicotine in them that when it came time for me to quit, it was trivial. So there's that. Yep.
It was trivial for you to switch to daily hookah smoking?
Yep.
Yep. I don't think either of us has really kicked the nicotine habit, Mr. Skullhead. I think we can both give a lot of lip service to the idea of having stopped smoking cigarettes.
But, well, there's no denying that I can go somewhere for a week and not put any nicotine in my body. And not
that's certainly
be fine
true
with
too,
it,
I
you
guess.
Know.
Really? Are you sure you wouldn't think of it? I think you'd think of it. I think if you went someplace for a week and didn't put any nicotine in your body, and then you were like, oh, there's a hookah bar on the way to the airport, we should leave early so that we can stop there.
No, that hasn't happened.
Oh, I bet it has. That's only because you've never gone anywhere that has a hookah bar between it and the airport.
Right.
I went to a hookah bar in San Francisco that it was furnished only with pillows, and it was incredibly uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, that just doesn't...
I get it, you know, like, oh, it's like pillows on the floor, because it's all, you know, that's what they did back in the day when the hookah was invented.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they furnished things comfortably, but that's not fucking comfortable.
Yeah, you know,
if there were five times as many pillows and you could just sort of make a couch, then it would be comfortable. But I feel like our modern culture has sort of figured out comfort, right?
Yeah.
You know, like a lazy boy. Like two lazy boys with a hookah in between them. That's the way. That's the way to have a hookah with somebody.
Like, I've had the, hookah in between the couch and the, like, big beanbag thing that we have, and that's pretty fantastic.
Do you live in the 70s?
Uh-huh.
Did you live in the 70s?
Like, one of the first... things that we cashed out our change jar that we had been throwing shit in back when we used to use money to buy things instead of cards, but cashed that in and got like the giant couch sized, it's called a snuggle sack, I guess. We bought
it from
Sack Daddy online.
You still using that thing?
Yep.
You haven't done so much snuggling in it that it is befouled beyond the capability of modern laundry technology.
You know, I wouldn't fuck on the snuggle sack. There's like you lie down on the thing and you kind of sink in a little bit and make an impression of yourself, you know, like a U-shaped divot. Though while you're in it, it's very comfortable. But if you try to move, not so comfortable.
See, is this another one of those things where what you meant was YOU-shaped?
Yes.
Yeah. No one, like, that doesn't work. No one is ever going to interpret that as anything other than, like, shaped like the letter U.
I think
we had a similar disambiguation problem when Riff was talking about, like, teleporting into a U-shaped hole in a mountain.
I have a feeling that, the letter U is the only person who has a problem with that.
You think? So I'm not allowed to be upset on his behalf?
Fine.
I was just like, why did you make a U-shaped impression? So that, to me, seems like the perfect thing to have sex on.
No, at least you can't move. I don't know how you do it, but...
Sure. I mean, having sex is where you lie very, very still in a room by yourself with a Philip Glass album playing, and you set off the sprinklers.
And cry. Yep.
No, you don't cry. But you could if you wanted to, and nobody would notice, because the sprinklers are soaking everything with, like, fetid water from the standpipe. Or maybe from Salem's Lot Pipe.
I went exactly to the same place that you did on that.
Yeah.
You should, one of these days, you should get your worthless ass the fuck to my house, and then you'd understand all these things I'm talking about.
Would I understand it, or would I just be like, oh, fuck, I'm in Minnesota, now I have to kill myself?
That might be the reaction.
I mean, it is seriously less to do with avoiding you than, getting out of the Midwest was the best thing that I ever did, man.
You don't believe me that Minnesota's not the Midwest, I understand.
I don't believe you that Minnesota's not the Midwest. I mean, you know. Maybe I'll believe the dictionary.
It's the north.
But I just, I think...
It's the north middle. It's the mid-north.
North middle.
It's southern Canada.
Okay. Avangio on Q says, can you add instant karma as a drop from the boner dagon when defeated at level 7? No. Can you add amines to track which skills are made permanent with what ascension? I understand why people want that, but since we haven't done it prior to now... I think, would be weird to start doing it now and have it be yet another thing that just shows up strangely in people's ascension histories. Wow. He says, when attacking the sea zones, why is it that I never see the dolphin thieves steal an item that Grandpa told you about? Because they don't steal things that have conditionals on their drops, and Grandpa having told you about something is the very model of a modern drop conditional.
Ooh, nicely done.
Aragos says, after several attempted incursions to the sea, I have discovered that it is not very fun. Do it again. Oh, give us a chance.
Have you tried masturbating to it?
Oh, yeah. I know I have. Hmm. But what I did was I fed all of the images from the sea into one of those photo mosaic programs. And used it to make some pornographic images. Some images of Jennifer Love Hewitt's vagina, in fact.
Excellent.
And her vagina was vajazzled with further pornography.
Perfect.
I wonder if it would be funny if you... if you vajazzled yourself with some sort of, like... irregularly shaped pearls. I guess it wouldn't be funny.
Were you going for a semen joke there? I didn't get there.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Avangion Q says, can you make the info for wearing outfits more readily available to be understood? No. No, dude, no. Chironex says, seeing as there are items which give specific advantages to females and or specific disadvantages to males, will there ever be any items with just the opposite effect? No, I'm trying to make up for the unfairness inherent in the real world by making our world a world in which women get a leg up.
Hopefully two legs up. Hi.
Oh-ho! Durgle says, was there a meat bug lately that somebody bought most of the coffee sprites with? Seems weird how they've non-tupled recently. Non-tupled. I don't believe that there has been a meat bug. Nothing. None of our indicators indicate as much.
Yeah.
Frankenbean says, still enjoying and laughing my ass off at the Nemesis quest. The wait was well worth it. Yeah, boy, that riff. Hippo King says, does existential torment actually do anything, or is it just flavor? If it's flavor, please add vengeful, I'll get you, chat effects. That would drive people nuts. Especially once they figure out how optimal existential torment is. Silky Kitty says, why can't you perm Canticle of Carboloading? I just wasted an entire run just to find that it wasn't in the list of skills to perm. Yeah. Well, because we didn't want people being able to perm any of the new skills that you got from this, because it's all about advantages for the class as its specific class in Aftercore. Madame Defarge says, are you aware that the French turtles in the Turtle Tamer Nemesis Quest are not wearing berets, but actually wearing Garrison Pisscutter hats? That confused me to no end. Those are not berets. You know, Garrison Pisscutter is my least favorite NPR personality.
Yeah. What? What the hell is a Garrison Pisscutter hat?
I don't know.
I don't know if I want to Google Pisscutter, but I'm about to.
Yeah. A soft military cap referred to as an overseas cap or garrison cover.
Huh.
Wait, no, that is not the kind of hat the turtle is wearing. It's like a it's like a Boy Scout hat, right? Why is it called a
I see. Oh, the thing that kind of looks like one of the few things that soda jerks and people in the army from a while ago have in common. That hat.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy, do you get some gay porn on the first Google image search for a piss cutter on the first page there?
Wait, really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. Huh. Hadn't seen that the first time. Although I hyphenated it, which is why. Yeah, that's why. No gay porn on that.
Oh, thank
unless
God.
You like masturbating to pictures of soldiers, which I know you do.
It depends if they're soldiers or if they're just pretending to be.
I, drop and give me head. Man, we should go into business writing scripts for gay porn.
Yeah, I'm afraid that I would use too much of details from life.
Yeah. No, that is not what I was trying to draw on those turtles. What I was trying to draw was a beret. And I did draw a beret, so you can tell that I was successful. Meat Giveaway says, can you add more temporary avatar changing effects, such as Form of Bird? I would not describe Form of Bird primarily as an avatar changing effect. But, yeah, I don't know. We haven't done much of that, have we? We do, like, hats that change your avatar.
Yeah.
Psychosis 730 says, so why doesn't the earworm effect knock all the accordion thief songs out of your head? Because that wasn't what it was for. Of the Hill People says, dear Jake and Company, item of the month idea, Holocaust bra. Fits so well, the devil said you could keep it. Can't be worn by Jews. I don't get that.
I don't even get it enough to be offended by it.
Yeah. Is there some phrase about, like, some kind of bra that sounds like Holocaust bra? What kind of bras are there? There's a push-up bra.
A racer back.
There's a coconut. A racer back?
Uh-huh.
Is that, like, one of Eraserhead's relatives?
Yep. Eraser back. No, just racer back. It's like the back part of it, instead of having two straps on the shoulders, it's got, like, a solid piece in the back. You know, like a tank top, almost, thing?
Huh.
My wife's got big titties.
Like a tank top?
Take it to Google.
Okay. Is it called Racerback? R-A-C-E-R?
Yeah. Fix that Hoopity Says the in one of the Tea Party adventures, you get a bottle that says, break me open and rub my filling on your percent WEP?
Yes, that has been fixed.
Okay. I use those variables all willy-nilly, and I understand they're not universal, but I use them.
Yeah, and I mean, they're almost universal, and the thing is, if you use it when it is not, when it is in a place where it's not used, that probably just means that it should be modified to work in that place.
Ah.
Hell Demon 1 says, listening to my way through the archives, I realized you guys tried Absinthe Nog, but not 1-2 Punch. Thoughts? Comments? You should do it. We're going to make some 1-2 Punch. If we have the Lemon Party, which is looking less and less likely, because I'm going out of town for a bit here in a minute. I guess we can do it when I get back. They'll still be lemons. But yeah, we're going to make some punch with lemon juice and then put fun-sized baby Ruths in it.
Really?
To make some 1-2 punch.
Oh, I get you.
It's pretty funny.
That's pretty.
Do you get it?
You should throw some, Mr. Scully?
Yeah, do you like it? Do you think it's super funny?
Should throw some milk in there too.
Yuck. Dude,
listen,
no,
I'm
yuck.
Just saying milk, lemonade, around the corner fudge is made. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but baby Ruths are not fudge, so that's not funny. And milk mixed with lemonade is gross.
Whereas a candy bar mixed with lemonade? I guess like a chocolate
orange
is really good. I've never had like a lemon orange.
You what?
I've never had a lemon orange. I've never had a lemon flavored chocolate, but orange flavored chocolate is pretty fucking delicious.
Huh. Yeah. Southwest asked if Alice in Wonderland was required reading for the asymmetric staff last month. I read it.
I kind of skimmed, like, looked at the chapter headings and explored a little if I needed something, and yeah. Didn't read the entire thing, front to back. Just looked at the pillage.
I'm in a little trouble with my bronchi.
Have you watched The Summer Evenings Pass By and heard the rattle in your bronchi?
Yeah. I do realize that I hope that I don't ever have a disappearing hairline, though.
I always thought it would be funny
in the daytime.
I thought it would be funny if he was talking about, like, the hairline not being the place where your hair starts, but the place where your hair stopped. So he was just, like, he wakes up one morning and his entire forehead is covered in hair, and then down
his
nose.
So it's like the tree line?
Yeah.
Starkid says, idea, grant memories of useful information from previous ascensions. Like, after 3 ascensions, you remember the manor exists. 7 plus to remember how to build a dinghy without the plans. That'd be weird, because it would just be like making ascensions a lot faster for free.
Huh. I don't know. That's kind of interesting, though.
It is. I mean, like, but it's just suddenly speeding. Like, if we did that, it would just be like, oh, alright, so all the ascenders we've just, you know, shaved, you know, 100 turns off of your runs, right? Like, it is a cool idea, but I feel like it's, you know, it would have been a cool idea if it had been like that all along. Casey Wiederman says, so why not just make job roost and shruggable? Yeah, let's have that argument again. Job roost is still funny, Mr. Skullhead.
I think burr is, the burr is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, no, it is, I understand, a lot less disruptive. Riff is nicer than the rest of us. Except for puzzles. When Riff writes puzzles, Riff writes them with his dick in the player base's anus.
Yep. So when did Hot Stuff change his name legally to the player base?
Huh. You're going a different direction with that.
Which direction?
So it would normally be, you know, you'd be making a joke about me having gay sex with Hot Stuff.
Oh, I see.
So is it mostly you just making fun of Hot Stuff for being gay and you not making fun of me?
Right, because I always assume that you're on top, right?
So right, yeah.
You're not having gay sex. He is. Yeah.
Still the best thing that anybody ever said to me. If it makes you feel any better, I thought that you were probably the guy. But that was about me and the pretentious artist, not Hot Stuff.
Yeah. You know,
I don't see how anybody could look at me, just prime specimen of machismo. Just machismo inchoate.
You surround yourself with some incredibly femme people to be the butchest dude in the room.
Yeah, I know. That's my thing.
Not inchoate.
Wow, why did I think that inchoate meant something like basically the opposite of what it did?
You know, I would have thought so too, because it's similar enough to incarnate.
Right.
But inchoate means not quite formed yet, right?
Yeah, like insubstantial. Being only partly in existence or operation. I wonder what coate means. Did you mean chode?
Did you mean it's the end of my chode, call me chunny?
Yes.
ACM says, thanks for the tip on Jordan, Jesse, Go. There's not quite enough KOL podcast time to cover all the mindless stretches of my work week, and that show is such a similar sensibility that I felt at home right away. All I know about Jordan, Jesse, Go is that it's the one that the Penny Arcade guys were on and had a terrible time.
Yeah, but that's... I don't get that at all. Like, that was... That whole exchange really made me lose a tremendous amount of respect for them.
Oh, yeah?
Because they were such assholes. Like, to use their soapbox to just sort of lay into somebody like that in a case where, I have to imagine that not everybody likes Jesse Thorne, right? Not everybody wants to hang out with Jesse Thorne. But, like, it is so obvious from knowing anything about him that he is just one of the nicest people on Earth.
Huh.
And for him to be the target of that kind of vitriol is just... It just demonstrates that, like, their you know, fucking gauge is just broken.
You don't think it's possible, like, that they might have had a really terrible experience with that, though?
I really don't know. I mean, basically they described the show, right? Like, they described their experience of... The podcast will eventually be released. Like, I had read the, like, sort of forum thread on it on Jordan Jesse Go's side, and it was like, yeah, I really don't... You know, they were just, like, sort of, like... They were definitely being, like, the bigger men about it, right? Because, like, Jordan is a big Penny Arcade fan, right? Like, there's no way that he was being mean to the guys. Like, there was just, like, some sort of fuck-up where, like, the Penny Arcade guy's publicist had told them that it started a half an hour earlier than it did, and then one guy got stuck in traffic and was 20 minutes late, right? And so they ended up having to wait a long time. And then once the show started, they described their experience, and it was, I have to imagine, exactly like the experience of everyone else who's ever been on the show, right? It was like them, like, it's not an interview show. It is a show where Jesse Thorne and Jordan Morris just basically sort of, like, bullshit the way that you and I do, and if there are guests, sometimes they're bullshitting with the guest, but if the guest sits there quietly, they will not be engaged at all.
Hmm.
Right? And so the kind of stuff that he was describing is exactly the kind of stuff that happens on every show, because that's what the show is. And for them to... Those posts were written from the perspective of someone who not only went into this without ever having listened to a single episode of the thing that they were about to appear on, but also have not since looked into it at all to see... if the guys were actually, like, being mean to them, which, I, having not even heard it, I can tell you I am absolutely fucking certain that they were not. Like, huh. And like, fucking Tycho, for that prick to write a fucking diatribe against somebody in which he makes fun of the way the guy dresses is just... That is just, like, an infuriating example of this sort of just, like, bullshit, like, counter-machismo. Like, he is doing something that is every bit as bad as what the popular kids did to him that gave him his just sort of raging bile duct later in life, right? Like, I would never go on record. Like, this is I feel like the difference in the kind of nerd that I am to the kind of nerd that Tycho is. I would never go on record as saying, you know, I would never in an interview say, hey, guys that made fun of me in high school, look at me now. I drive a fucking Lexus. Whereas he said just exactly that about his own car, right? And, like, fuck you, dude. Like, we get it, right? Like, yeah, that really bothered me a lot. Like, it just to the point, like, I started out sort of believing that the guy from Penny Arcade was just kind of an asshole. And then, like, I came around. Like, I sort of got into it. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, this is like, I have some respect for these guys. But that was just, like, I don't know, man. Like, being meaner to those dudes than they are to, like, Jack Thompson, right?
Huh.
And it was also, you know, like, the Penny Arcade where they were, the Penny Arcade Expo where they were supposed to have Jack Thompson out as a guest, because they announced that Jack Thompson was going to be there, Jack Thompson decided that he wasn't going to show. Like, they were gonna have, like, a you know, a sort of, like, public debate with Jack Thompson. Which, you know, whatever. That's okay. Because that guy's, like, fucking crazy or whatever. So instead, what they did was they asked Uwe Boll to come and speak so that the audience could just, like, fucking basically throw rotten food at him.
Right.
Which, it's just, you know, it's just fucking mean-spirited.
Hmm.
And, like, you know, like, is what you learn from a childhood of ostracism that you're supposed to be an asshole? Do you let the slings and arrows so harden you that you can't be kind anymore? You just lose track of who you were.
See,
right?
But I don't see that very often from those two. That, you know, for the most part, he seems to be kind of a generous and nice guy, you know. Had a bad experience with these guys and wasn't shy about it. You know, the style of writing that he engages in could make the, like, this was minorly inconvenient and maybe slightly creepy into something, you know, legendary and and Victorian, because that's just the way the dude writes.
But to make a comic, you know, depicting the guy as a serial killer is, it adds a little bit of a little bit of velocity to the thing. I don't know. You know, I mean, like, it's like, I sort of went off a little harder than I intended to on that, because it was just, it just really bothers me, because, like, I don't know if you've, like, have you ever listened to Jordan Jesse Go?
No, I haven't.
I don't know if you would like it, but I think you might. I mean, it's basically, like, you know, funny guys being funny, right? Like, they don't have a sort of, their context varies a lot from week to week, because their context is often like, oh, there's, you know, some friend of theirs that's a stand-up comedian in you know, they were freaked out that the guy was doing the thing from his house. Which, like, what kind of fucked up thing is that to be freaked out about?
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird.
You know, like, I don't know. I feel like it was just very disappointing to a lot of their fans, and it was very disappointing to a lot of Jordan Jesse Go fans that at least liked Penny Arcade. Like, it was just like, man, that was unfucking necessary.
Hmm.
You know? Like, it's one thing, you know, not everybody that you like has to like each other, but, like, it's weird when there is some sort of clash like that that's just incomprehensible. I mean, I don't know. Like, it is literally impossible for me to imagine Jesse Thorne being mean to someone. Hmm. You know? And, like, I don't know. You know, I'm not saying that, like, the whole new sincerity thing is like, oh, this is the greatest ethos since sliced bread, but I would never say it's bullshit.
Hmm.
You know, I would never describe that dude as like a posturing hipster. You know,
right?
I mean, it's just like, I don't know. You know, it's like a sort of formalized attempt to reject irony. In a cultural context, it's sort of like the way that it's described is like, you know, Evel Knievel is awesome. And he's not awesome in a way that you're pretending he's awesome for irony's sake, you know. He's just awesome. So let's look at the world in a way that lets us believe that Evel Knievel is awesome. Hmm. You know? And like, I don't know, you know, it's just sort of like, hey, let's be nice to one another, you know? Like, I don't know.
Can't we all just get along, please, Jick? And then...
Say what?
Can't we all just get along, please, Jick? Except for the black people. Stay away from my movie theaters.
I'd like to, you know, they're welcome to have their movie theater over there in that part of town.
If only there were two movie theaters that were, you know, kind of equivalent level of niceness, you know, but that weren't the same. You know, like equal but separate.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe, you know, maybe just there are certain screens in the multiplex, you know, that and maybe a sign on the door that says, like, this one is for white people and this one is for people whose skin has more pigmentation.
I support this. Yeah. I support this plan wholeheartedly.
I don't know
That's the thing that bothers me the most about this whole Penny Arcade Jordan Jesse Go thing is, like, I just hate it when white people fight one another.
Right. They should be fighting black people.
Yeah, they should band together to fight, you know, Asians.
Whenever a black comedian or somebody talks about how we have to stop black on black crime, that's kind of what I hear. Like, we need to band together and start killing some white people. Yeah.
I do want to say that the Penny Arcade guys have always been civil to us in our interactions with them. Right. I would not describe them as particularly nice to us, but like, and part of it is I feel like our fan base to some extent kind of, I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of people at Comic-Con, like, there were, like, 20 dudes at Comic-Con that came and got our Choose Your Own Adventure and were like, oh, my God, Tycho, you got to see this Choose Your Own Adventure. It's awesome. You'd love it. And so by the time we came up to meet him, he was like, oh, God, this fucking Choose Your Own Adventure, you know. Like, which is just a natural response to that kind of thing. we were talking about this the other day. Robert Koo, their business guy.
Uh-huh.
Everyone has an opinion about that dude, and he is the dude that I think most represents this weird thing that happens with people sometimes, where every time I have ever interacted with him at all, he has been a complete dick to me. Huh. And every time that Hot Stuff has interacted with him, he has been a complete dick to me. But every time Hot Stuff interacted with him, he just walked over to wherever I was and was a dick to me. I'm starting to detect a pattern here. No, he's been a dick to Hot Stuff. And it's like happened a bunch of times. Like, we end up in the same place as him relatively frequently, you know, as far as just, like, random people that are out in the world, and it just consistently. Consistently is just, like, you know, just sort of rude and dismissive and, like, acts like kind of a dick. But then other people describe him as being, like, the nicest guy they've ever met.
Huh.
You know, like Aaron from the Mini-Bosses is just really, really fond of him, and they get along really well, and it's like, I just don't, I don't get what happens with people, right? I think maybe part of the deal is that we forget, because, you know, us internet folk, us, like, sort of grown-up nerds are making our ways in the world, and we're getting laid and we're making money and we're, you know, sort of starting to live our lives on our own terms without the sort of insecurities of our past, we forget that we're still weirdos and, you know, not, like, immune to social awkwardness. And
right,
you know, maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the long and the short of it. I really want to hear the episode of Jordan Jesse Go that they're on, because I kind of want to, like, the impression that I get is that Gabe was just starting to be an asshole and they were just reacting to him being an asshole, and Tycho just sat there saying nothing. Because that's how it was described. Jesse had posted that, you know, there's nothing on it that they're, like, ashamed of, so there's no, like, reason for them not to post it, and that they probably will. So you know, we'll see. You should download, I don't know which episode to recommend to you, but you should try just downloading an episode of Jordan Jesse Go and listening to it and see if you like it. You know, look through the archives, and if there's a guest that you particularly like, download that one and listen to it. Because I'm honestly kind of curious as to how you would feel about it. So let's do that experiment. We'll talk on Tuesday. You've got your homework. I've got to go eat some Mexican food with Hot Stuff and Y-Man, who's visiting town.
Excellent. I've got some television to watch. Fantastico. All right, we'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for doing those things that you do, including tuning in and asking us questions.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
But the sound stayed so different. I remember thinking that I didn't have a shot. I just see television told that a push button saved the clones. And there goes a rap show. Everybody knew you as the wife of a famous man. Everybody who knew said, there goes Dixon's girl again. Moving the walls a little closer when she plays the piano. I've met too many women in this business that I really like. You could hold the conversation, you could hold your own mic, and even that night I learned the truth about your man. You gotta be fit to treat pretty girls bad.
And it's not much, but my money's on my newest number.
You're in trouble, bad news, like fire, the fire that you fight for.
But I'm too far away from my world when
you can't teach you, but I think
everybody wanna see you put your hand down, wanna hear you hit the high note, wanna know if they can get you pulling for the last girl. I don't, I know how the stones fly, had some hard goodbyes. Call me up, day and night, free drinks and bad advice.
But my money's on my new